We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much. You know, my friends, I want to talk to you this morning, just visit with you in a little practical sort of way. I'm greatly concerned about so many things over the country. You know, there are certain drifts in our thinking today, and in our approach to life that greatly concern me. I've told you before that the Bible tells us about heaven and hell, tells us how to go to heaven, how to stay out of hell, tells us how to be saved. But the Bible has so much to do with this world. It tells us about the practical philosophy. And in America today, there's a very strange thing happening. People say, let's get ready for heaven. Well, that's right, that's wise. You ought to trust Jesus and be saved. That's right. You ought to fix up things for eternity. That's right. Nothing wrong with that. But you know, the time's come when we ought to come down to earth as Christians and think some things through, things that are getting out of line more and more with the Bible. I was thinking about somebody that I talked to a few days ago that's, I think, almost hopelessly in debt, probably involved beyond his capacity to get out. And this person has a reasonable salary, But the trouble is, so many young people today, they just go ahead and buy on a time and buy and buy and buy. Till the first thing you know, they get in such deep water. They just can't get out. They drown. And the family all get drowned in this deep financial pool, see. Well, I just kept thinking about the thing. I stayed awake last night and went to bed and thinking about it. What does the Bible say about that thing? The Bible says, which one of you are going to build a house? Wouldn't sit down and count the cost. Say, can I make it? Can I pay for it? Say, what can I do about it? Now, that's practical. And the Bible's the most practical book in the world. The inference is that a man's just a fool that don't sit down and count the cost. Have I got enough money? After I started, can I get through with it? Can I meet the obligations, you see? Now, the Bible's that kind of a practical book. Now, I don't want any of you businessmen to feel hurt with me and think I'm trying to run contrary to business. But I'll never forget the day I made up my mind at Bob Jones University back there when I was a young fellow, when we founded this school and the Depression hit us, that we were going to stay in our budget, that a Christian institution should stay in its budget. I hadn't had much business experience. I found the school, except the experience of conducting an evangelistic campaign. I always did hold my budget down to about half what the rest of them had for similar-sized meetings. Always was like that. But we got in this school business, and I saw things. You have to figure on the worst. I didn't figure on depression. But you better figure on depression, because we always have had them. And you probably have one now. Man's not smarter than he's always been. He always gets things in a mess sooner or later if you give him time. He never has been able to keep things from getting messed up. And we in the West are fixed to get messed up now with our men. Yet everybody I know on a salary is paying on an installment plan for something, see. They make it very attractive. You know, we've always sold salesmanship. Oh, yeah. We're experts in that field. That's the most developed field we have now. Salesmanship, salesmanship, salesmanship. Buy now, pay later. And I contrast that with the old philosophy. When I was a boy, and you say, now, don't you buy that you're able to pay for it. Don't you buy that to get the money, see. Of course, the farmers in my country, down in southeast Alabama, used to go ahead and carry their couch, you know. They went ahead, the cotton crop came in, you know. And I remember one time when I was a boy, the Depression came way back. I just a little fellow back in Cleveland's day. We never blamed the Democrats of Cleveland. We blamed the Republicans. But whoever was to blame, it was a pretty bad Depression. I remember as a little boy. Things got pretty serious. And one day a man came down all around the neighborhood where we were. Went around to see the neighbors and said, now listen a minute. Said, we're about to go broke. And we've sat down and figured if we could collect half we owe, we could pay our debts. And that's all we need to do, just pay half. We owe. Just collect half. We can pay our debts and save our business, help our customers. We all want to work together. He's a fine fellow, too, by the way. And all the neighbors around there tickled to death. And my came to my father and told my father the same story he told the rest of them. And my father's eyes flashed. He said, now, wait a minute. You don't mean to ask me to settle an account 50 cents on a dollar? I never settled like that in my life. He said, I'll pay you part of this bill now, but I wouldn't settle for 50 cents on the dollar. I wouldn't settle for 99 cents on the dollar. I'd pay 100 cents on the dollar. This fellow's a good fellow, and we're all the same boat, you know, as I look back now. But that was the old rugged philosophy, my old daddy. Don't you ever buy anything you can't pay for. You pay 100 cents on the dollar. Don't settle your accounts on discount. Don't do that kind of thing. Go ahead and pay it. But you know what's going to happen? If we would have a depression in America now, and yet everybody you see owes money they couldn't pay. Poor people. Money on his house, money on his car, money on this, money on that, money on that. Now, that may help sell cars. It may temporarily stimulate business. But it's dangerous business. It's dangerous business. And it's not altogether in line with the Bible. The Bible says, now sit down and count the cost, see. Can you pay for it? Are you able to do it? Suppose an emergency comes, how'd you get by on that? Are you protected? See? Now, there's nothing in the Bible that isn't practical. The rich man, the old farmer that gathered his crop, had a good crop. He had to build new barns to hold the crop, and that was sensible. He saved what he made, built those barns, and brought in his crop. But the trouble with him, he didn't prepare for another emergency. You know, it's a time emergency and an eternity emergency. Now, the eternity emergency is more important than a time emergency. I may die any minute. I better be ready. Be ready to meet God. The wise man, as I've said so many times, prepares for the inevitable, see? But while preparing for the inevitable, that's the first thing a man should settle. If I die today, what would happen to me? I've got to meet God. Am I prepared? Am I saved? That should be settled. That's the most important thing in all the world, to be ready at any moment. The man that's prepared to die today is the best man to have around living today. The best preparation a man can make for this life is to make preparation for eternity. That's the best preparation. You know, a man's a pretty good fellow to have around in the community if he's ready to meet God, because he's a pretty good citizen when he is. But while he's making the preparation to meet God and has made the preparation, as he goes through this world, even we Christian people need to learn some things. We need to learn some things. Everywhere I go, I just hear people say the most impractical things. Most impractical things in the world. I heard a mother the other day talking about a daughter. Daughter's just finishing high school. And she's a bright girl, and the mother's going to let the daughter work a year before she goes to college. All right, the girl has a brilliant mind, and she'll be ready for college, finishing the same high school. Mother said, well, and then, now, all right, now, that girl goes up there, mother's able to send her to school, father's able to, say, and she's a good girl, studious girl. Go let her drop out. That isn't practical. That doesn't make sense. She's just a young girl, I think about 16 or something like that, finishing high school. You see how impractical people are all the time. They don't sit down and face life. And the trouble with so many people is they won't get advice. You won't get advice. You never saw a successful person in your life, in business or anywhere else, that wasn't a good man to accept advice. He gets the opinions of people and knows what's going on. Like I say, when I founded Bob Jones University, I didn't know anything about technical education. It had been years since I'd been in college. And even if I had been in college, I didn't major in education. I didn't know anything about technical education. But when you need brain, if you want to borrow it, you can find it. If you've got sense enough to borrow brain, you can go find somebody with some brain and borrow brain. And the great trouble is so many young people, when they get advice, they get it from people that are not prepared to give it. Now, wait a minute. A man may be a sinner and tell you how to run a bank. He may be a sinner and tell you how to run another kind of business. But the best man on earth to deal with is not a fellow that's a sinner. Get a Christian that knows how to run a bank, or a Christian that knows how to run a store, or a Christian knows how to somebody. Ask him. He has an understanding, a real Christian, a sensible Christian. He said, I believe Jesus Christ died for me. I trust him. I'm saved. He's my Savior. I'm ready to die. All right, now I don't know when I'm going to die, so I better make the best preparation to live in this world. And he goes ahead. He sets up his business in a good way. He figures on the worst. Figures if I die today, I want to meet God. He hopes for the best. I may be going to live for a while. And I want my business in good shape. I never did like the idea of dying and leaving my business in bad shape, did you? I knew a fellow that one time everybody thought was in wonderful shape. He died, he owed everybody in the country. I remember a man whose daughter was out of school one time, years ago when we first started. Fine girl and talented girl. I saw her not long ago. She was a crippled girl. She was a bright girl, beautiful, attractive, gifted in speech. And found out when her father died, they thought he was a prosperous businessman. Whole state swept away. Just swept away nothing. And that girl was left without anything in the world. She'd been working ever since. She'd had a good business course in our school, and she's gifted in speech. I saw her not long ago, hobbling on a crutch still. See, capable, attractive, brilliant girl. Father left her there with absolutely nothing. And she thought she'd well do left. Her mother's died since that time. You know, strange how little sense people have. Now, the Bible says, infers clearly. The man has good sense. If he's going to build a house, he sits down and figures whether he can finish it. Will he be able to pay for it when he does get it finished? The Bible's a practical book. We need to use our heads as we use our hearts. We need to bring sometimes our head and heart together, see? That's a hard thing to do. Your heart runs away with your head. And sometimes your head gets so cold it freezes your heart. It's the most difficult thing in the world to find balanced people in the world. Practical, balanced people. You'll find talented geniuses. Without any sense, always messing up life. You don't have to do it. You sit down and check with God and with the Word of God. And you'll always find in the Bible guidance, as I've said so many times. Guidance about how to run a home, how to run your business. How to get along with people, what to do and how to manage, what not to do. Because it's important to know what not to do, it is know what to do. Now, how would it do for you today and for all of us? I've been doing this a little bit here lately. Sitting down and all alone, talking to God a little, praying. And then checking on your life as a businessman, as a housewife. Maybe you cut your expenses. Maybe you're wasting money. Maybe you're doing things you shouldn't do. And it'll hurt your testimony as a Christian. A little later you'll find yourself in a mess if you don't watch out. And it'll hurt your testimony. There's nothing hurts a Christian testimony worse than to have some Christian come along and mess up everything. I've known it happen so many times. It's so pitiful, so sad, and so unnecessary if we would just follow the Word of God. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy Word. That guides us through this world and tells us how to get to heaven when we die. Tells us about Jesus, our Savior. Help us to be faithful, earnest, consecrated, practical Christians. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.